Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr said in a statement that the suspension of visits and other changes are necessary to protect people who live and work in state prisons. Self-reported COVID-19 cases among corrections workers also increased nearly 30% over the same period. Peggy West Schroeder with Ex-Incarcerated Prisoners Organizing says the move is disappointing.
However, we do believe it is in the best interest of everyone, not just the people in their care.
Corrections officials said they're also suspending entry for volunteers, contractors, and other non-corrections staff except for emergency services or necessary work at facilities. People who are allowed to enter state prisons will be required to take a rapid COVID-19 test beginning Tuesday. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.